So
I live. The reason why I ask about the marketing in terms of the money as to expand that is because I live in John Cullerton's district, mm-hmm. and no one, to my knowledge, has been to his district. I've called to ask, and as a student here, you know, it's important. I think it's important that we reach out because he's new leadership, as you know.
Yeah, so I met a couple of weeks ago with. Informally with Senator Cullerton, and okay. he's very supportive. He's a friend, right. So he is on board. In fact, there's a bill in Springfield now that would take out Chicago State with respect to the gaming law, and he said that he's going to try to, he's going to make certain that that doesn't happen, that 2% that President Jones put in. Right. So I had a conversation with Senate President Cullerton on that, as well as other members of the Senate. So
thank you.
We need your support to lobby members of the General Assembly to make certain that doesn't happen.
No problem.
Okay. No more comments. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn to executive session.
I move that we adjourn into executive session.
Second. What reasons to consider employment matters, legal matters.
To consider employment matters, legal matters, and collective bargaining matters. Roll call.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Montez?
Yes.
Trustee Sutton?
Yes.
I'll say yes too.
Trustee Hill, I'm sorry. Trustee Hill.
Thank you very much. We stand adjourned.
Recognize session. This is our next agenda item. Do I have a motion?
All right. But I want Dr. Him to explain.
Well, I think that's probably. Don't you think?
I'd rather explain it before
okay.
we go.
All right. That's fine.
Okay, we're now in open session. There is one action item that the board is being asked to vote on, and that is the temporary suspension of certain bylaws and regulations. I would ask, before we vote, although we've heard it, Attorney Dunn, would you summarize for the general public what that resolution consists of?
Yes, and I think it's agreed that this is kind of an open and frank discussion of why this is happening. When to explain a little bit more of what Dr. Finney was talking about the experience in Springfield, the meeting that was held with the Higher Education Committee was basically in a back room on the first floor of the Capitol building with the Higher Education Committee and its staff. I assume it was an open meeting because I can't believe the legislature would meet without it being an open meeting, but there were no public people present at that open meeting. And I suppose it's fair to say they were kind of beat up by the state legislators in the meeting. And one of the things the state legislature was particularly concerned about was the issue of contracts and approval of contracts and the board's failure to exercise duties in controlling that, particularly in the time of transition when the former president was leaving and a new interim who had nothing to do with that was being retained by the board. Some surprising things happened Also, they were concerned with the things that are reflected publicly in the audit of the university over a number of years that are continuing with respect to contracts. So the board feels that it needs to speak to this issue during the period of transition as Dr. Pogue is leaving and as hopefully a new president will be coming in soon, and that it needs to be responsive to the criticisms that it received directly from the state legislature and responsive to the public in a public way about the things that it t- told the legislature it would do. So there is a long speaking resolution here which recites past audit findings with respect to contracts, compliance with accounting and finance policies and procedures manual, the Illinois Procurement Code, and recites the efforts of the past chair to control contracts by providing specifically that the contracts that are required by the board's regulations to be brought before the board for its approval have certain things. That is, that the actual contract document be presented to the board, that it, it be explained if it deviates from standard practice, that the bid information be submitted, that an analysis of the bids be provided, that evidence demonstrating that the references have been checked as provided, and that certain administrators in the university actually initial and sign off on these things. That process was put in place for contracts above the $250,000 limit set in the board regulations in December of 2007. But as I say, in this transition period, the board is going to temporarily suspend that and provide that any contract above $25,000 is to be brought before the board for its approval, and that these things that were specified for contracts over $250,000 be done with respect to those contracts that the board is asked to approve. Now, obviously, this is going to create some hardship and difficulties, but in this difficult, in this transition period, and in a period I think the board feels when its budget is going to be before the legislature and where people that want to defend the school will have to demonstrate that the school and the board are taking steps to do what it needs to do to get things under control, I think it's fair to say that the board feels it needs to adopt this resolution. So the resolution is this long speaking resolution that suspends the provisions of Section 5B of the board regulation and requires all contracts of $25,000 or more to be brought to the board for approval on a temporary basis, and for the kinds of approvals that were outlined by the former chair in her memo of December 16, 2007 with respect to all of those contracts. And hopefully this temporary suspension will be just that, very temporary, and will not be necessary over a long period of time. But is that an adequate explanation?
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll entertain a motion to.
I move that the board approve the resolution as presented.
A second.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Montez?
Yes.
Trustee Sutton?
Present.
There being no further business, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
I so move.
I second.
Questions about what? You have questions? Please ask.
We'll ask Irma to include it in the minutes of the meeting, a specific copy of the resolution. I mean, obviously, it's
who put it forward? Who's responsible?
Who's responsible for it? I forget who made the motion to adopt the resolution.
I made the motion to adopt.
Technically, the person who made the motion is responsible for it, and the person who seconded it, and the board.
Ultimately, the board's responsible for it is because the board has voted to approve it.
But the originator of the motion is the responsible person, according to Robert's Rules of Order. Okay, go ahead.
If you want to talk further about it after the meeting's over, come on up and I'll talk to you about it.
All right, you want to call the roll, please?
Yes. Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Montez?
Yes.
Trustee Sutton?
Yes.
The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.